This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. The NOAA's drought monitor is showing increased dryness across the country, particularly in growing areas in both the Western Plains and the Mississippi Delta. Drier conditions are occurring ahead of the start of the planting season in the U.S. Corn Belt. Corn seeding typically hits high gear in April. The areas with the most severe and extreme dryness are where winter wheat has been growing in the past months, as well as areas further east where cotton is set to be planted. Heavy rains expected in many growing areas the balance of this week. AgriPulse reporting today that two fertilizer producers continue to support import taxes on product imports. Mosaic and Simplot say they support keeping countervailing duties on Moroccan and Russian phosphate fertilizer in the five-year review now underway. The tariffs on both countries' product, which ranges from 16.6% to more than 47%, been in place since 2021 after Mosaic filed a countervailing duty case. The duties are up for a five-year sunset review, in which Commerce International Trade Administration and the International Trade Commission assess whether they are still warranted. Ag groups have been urging both companies to drop their support for the duties in the hope that removing those would help to stabilize fertilizer prices. Nutrien has already said it would support lifting the duties. In the filings with the Commerce, both Mosaic and Simplot indicated they will push to keep the tariffs in place. Well, the war with Iran is pushing gasoline prices to the near highest level seen since 2022. The war pushing up prices worldwide, in fact, the U.S. average for a gallon of gas topping $4 on Tuesday, according to AAA. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says roughly half the price at the pump pays for the cost of crude oil, the main ingredient, obviously, in gasoline. Well, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, about 20% goes to refiners to turn the crude to gasoline. Taxes, federal, state, and local, account for nearly 20% of the price, about 10% left for retailers who still have to pay for transportation, labor, and other expenses. Retailer markup has averaged about 38 cents a gallon over the past 5 years, according to analysts. In Washington, President Donald Trump is replacing Pam Bondi as Attorney General. The news for the agriculture and renewable fuel sector is that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is said by people familiar with the matter to be in the running for the post. That rumor reported by the Associated Press this morning. It said that President Trump has discussed his ongoing frustration with Bondi over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles the Justice Department has encountered in investigations into Trump's perceived enemies. Other candidates have been mentioned, but Zeldin's name has been mentioned this week. In market news, with impact on the pending holiday, U.S. egg prices have dropped 60% from last year's record highs. It's making it easier for consumers to use eggs to celebrate Easter and Passover. Bird flu to blame for elevated retail prices during the first 5 months of 2025 and the course of the highly contagious disease, a big reason why prices are much lower now. An outbreak forced farmers and commercial producers to slaughter entire broods of egg-laying hens, but ebbing cases in the second half of last year helped to restore egg supplies, according to Mark Jordan. He's the executive director of agriculture research firm Leap Market Analytics. The outbreak is still affecting U.S. poultry flocks, with the number of infected commercial flocks rising last month. Between July 24 and July 25, the number of egg-type chicks hatched in the U.S. rose by 8%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.